Last year was a record year for the film and television industries in Phoenix. 724 productions came to town, and they pumped more than $32 million into the local economy.
That marks the best year for the multimedia production industry here since 2009, and the show's Lauren Gilger is here to break these numbers down for us. Hi, Lauren.
Hey, so about half of this $32 million came from one feature film that came to the Valley to shoot last year. Transformers: The Last Knight spent 10 days shooting here and about $15 million. But the strongest industry here is actually commercials and industrial projects. There were 341 productions that spent more than $10 million in Phoenix last year. Now, overall, this was a 275% jump over what these industries brought in 2015. So I sat down with Phil Bradstock recently to talk more about this. He's the Phoenix Film Commissioner. And I asked him about the fact that one movie brought in about half of the money last year. Why can't we get 10 big films to come into the state like that?
Unfortunately, Arizona right now does not have an incentive, a film incentive. So a lot of the larger projects that are in the multi-million dollar stages, they're going to go to states that have an incentive in order to film. So we largely get overlooked for those. We will get the anomaly project that comes in, like a Transformers, that came out here specifically because of a junkyard just north of Deer Valley Airport that they probably found online. And it has the old classic 1950 trucks, 1970 Camaros. So they saw that, came, scouted it, loved it, said, we have to film here. But while they were here, they had to add on some extra days to make it a little bit more cost effective since we didn't have an incentive. So they ended up filming at Luke's Air Force Base, closing down the 303 and filming on that, as well as up in Marble Canyon and some other locations around Arizona to make it a good 10 days worth of filming out here in our state before moving to Detroit, where they received an incentive.
All right. So these incentives, how do they work?
You know, they come in a variety of forms. They're either a refundable tax credit, could be a transferable tax credit. Some states offer grants, but really it depends upon your qualified expenditures within the state. So in Arizona, when we did have an incentive, you could get up to 30% in a transferable tax credit based upon your qualified expenditures over $1 million here in Arizona.
Okay. And what happened to that incentive?
So the incentive, when it was initially passed and went into effect January 1st of 2006, it always had a sunset clause on there of December 31st of 2010. So it was a good five-year program. And there has been a local group called the Arizona Film and Media Coalition that has been trying in years past to reintroduce legislation, but it just hasn't made it very far within our state legislature. And so really the focus then became on trying to recreate the state film office again, which went away shortly after the film incentive went away. It turns out that it's really important to have a state film office because we need to be able to connect all the different government agencies within the state of Arizona. So when a project comes in, they have ease of access into all locations, whether it be state land, BLM, county parks. It's one kind of centralized resource.
Right, but other states will offer these kinds of incentives. So a film company is not going to say, we'll go to Arizona unless we absolutely have to. So do we have a lot of catching up to do when it comes to other states?
You know, there's actually a movement kind of across the country, kind of not trying to move away a little bit from the incentives or not make them as generous an incentive. So a state like Georgia right now, which we really don't compete against because of geography, we're very different than the South. They've got a very robust program that's there. But there's other states that are looking to kind of scale back their incentive or maybe just eliminate them. So back around in the 2006, 2007, I want to say there were 40 some odd states that had an incentive, but you're slowly starting to see that either they're getting rid of them or they're reducing the amount of cap space that they have available.
So we may actually be on an equal playing field with a lot of other states at this point.
In a weird way, if you look at it that way, it can make us more on a level playing field with other states.
Okay. So what attracts companies to Arizona? What can you do as commissioner? What can the state film office do to try to attract more of these companies to Arizona?
You know, Arizona has a very unique geography. We can basically redo any state in the entire country here, except the only thing I will say we don't have is a beach. Yes, we have Big Sur, but I don't think that's quite, Malibu per se.
Not quite, no.
But, if you need the pine trees and the snow, if you need the sand dunes for Yuma, we've got that all here. We do downtown Phoenix constantly for the density and the urban development that's down there. So we've actually mimicked European cities in downtown Phoenix. So with geography-wise and location-wise, there is a ton of options here in the state of Arizona. And really what we find, and this is very specific to Phoenix, is that during the months of October through about April, that's really our busy season. But on January 1st, when all the corporations have their new advertising budgets available, they have to film their spring and summer commercials, or there's still catalog shoots for bikinis, bathing suit, you know, springtime, attire. So out here, you're at 70 degrees and sunny in January. And so it's very easy for them in the dependable weather. So we get this influx of projects that goes on. And then right now with baseball season starting up, we have this influx of Adidas, Ford, E-Insurance, we just shot last week, that utilize the baseball players. And this is the one time of year when they can get all these multiple players that they have under contract in the same geographical area and shoot the commercials, and usually these are the stars, so they're not out there playing every day, so you can easily align them up. And so right now we're in the middle of the baseball frenzy.
So is there any way, without some sort of incentive, you think we can match this next year? Is this going to be impossible?
You know, this year, aside from the Transformers, if you remove the Transformers and just look at about the $17.5 million, we're actually off to a really, really good start this year. We've already had Chevy Equinox come into town. They shot heavily here. Upcoming, we have Toyota. We have Ford coming up. So the car commercials tend to be the big money ones. Mm-hmm. They tend to employ a lot of people as well. So we're starting to see more of the car. And really, that's something you can ask anybody in the industry. Car commercials are where the jobs and the money are.
That's Phil Bradstock, the Phoenix Film Commissioner. He also said this industry creates a lot of local jobs. During their busy season, he said they often get tapped out when it comes to staffing all the productions here in the city.
The show's Lauren Gilgerth. Lauren, thank you.
Thank you.